Well, thank you, everyone. I stand before you today deeply humbled. Humbled by the awesome responsibility that I've just accepted. Genuinely excited. Excited for this new opportunity to serve, or as I say, this new call of duty. But most of all, profoundly grateful. Grateful that you all have placed your trust in me to perform this important mission on behalf of all of the people of Ohio. I'm filled with gratitude today for all of you for taking your Saturday to be with me. What a remarkable thing here in my hometown to look up and see so many fellow Ohioans, so many colleagues from the General Assembly, from local government, from our community who have joined us today. First, I want to thank God for the chance to be here and to serve in this capacity. I want to thank my family, these four amazing ladies that I get to spend my life with right over here. Hadley, Ellie, and Lainey have endured a lot of time with their dad out on the road, and Lauren, your strength and your love has made this all possible. Thank you, sweetheart. For my grandparents and my parents and my in-laws that are here, thank you so much to all of you for believing in me and sticking by me through these experiences. For my friends that are here, for those who have mentored me and inspired me, for my teachers and my Sunday school leaders and my Boy Scout leaders, and one who I'd like to mention in particular, my hero, Bill Miller, who was the less than a mile from here, Bill was attending the University of Akron, and the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, he and his fraternity brothers decided that they would enlist. He landed on the beaches of Normandy and liberated a concentration camp as a young man. I got to hear those stories sitting around the campfire at Boy Scout camp, and that is what inspired me to serve. Thank you so much, Bill. I love you. We're joined today by people that I served with in combat, some of whom presented the colors just now. Thank you, my brothers and sisters who I served with in the armed forces, and for all of my fellow veterans who are here today. Thank you. And for our community and political leaders that are here, Senator Portman, thank you so much. I've always looked at you as a mentor. Thank you for your statesmanship and steady leadership when it's needed more than ever. God bless you and your family. Chief Justice O'Connor, thank you so much for your steady leadership as well. We're blessed to have you at the helm of Ohio's judiciary branch, and thank you for being here for our oath of office. For my friend and the Senate President, Larry Obhoff, for the many legislators, local elected officials that are here today, too many to mention, thank you so much for your leadership. Public service is an honorable calling, and thank you so much for answering that call. You heard Jim say, only in America. He didn't know this, but those same words were uttered by both of my grandfathers this morning as we were having a family brunch just a few hours ago. They said, only in America. And it reminded me of a time not too long ago when I was weary from the campaign trail and I stopped by to see my grandfather, Grandpa LaRose, and I was probably griping about all the time I had to spend asking people for money or all the time I had to spend away from my family, and he said, stop complaining. Don't feel sorry for yourself. He said, your great-grandfather probably would have never thought, this Italian immigrant that came here with a dream and a work ethic would have probably never thought that his great-grandson would be running for and now serving as the Ohio Secretary of State. Only in America is that possible. God bless this country. Some people ask, why do you serve? I'm going to illustrate this with a story that I was not willing to tell not too long ago, a story from my time in Iraq. Candidly, really one of the only sad stories that I have to tell from my time in the military, because for me, every day in uniform was a blessing and a lot of fun. This is the story of my teammate who loved this country so much that he gave everything for it. Sergeant First Class Dan Crabtree and I had the chance to serve in Iraq together. Before that, he was a Cuyahoga Falls police officer, served on the SWAT team. And he knew, particularly after September 11th, that his country needed somebody with that SWAT police experience in a special forces unit, and he served as a Green Beret with me in Iraq. Again, I'm telling a story that up until recently I hadn't shared outside my family because, candidly, I wasn't comfortable telling it. His family and my family have encouraged me to start telling this story. So one morning I was called to go to Baghdad. I had to reconcile the budget for my team. I was in charge of the team budget, and this happened every so often. They would call me up there to check the books, and so I got on a helicopter that morning and flew up to Baghdad, short flight from our camp. And as happened from time to time, one of our sister teams had gotten into a little gunfight nearby, and so our team was called out to support them, what you'd call mutual aid in law enforcement, and so it was time to roll out the gate and go help our brothers. The truck that I almost always drove, the lead truck in our convoy, was ready to go. Lauren's photograph was taped to the dashboard. It was the truck that I'd gotten into hundreds of times and left that gate and gone out to do my job. Except for that day, another man was sitting in my seat. He said, I'll take Frank's truck. He's not here today. That truck didn't come back. Neither did that man. And that day, he was lost. Ladies and gentlemen, the family of Sergeant First Class Dan Crabtree is right up here, including his wife and his daughter. Kathy, Mallory, Ron, the family, Dan is so proud of each and every one of you, and I love you all. Thank you. The reason I tell that story is because that's one of the reasons why I decided to enter public service. You see, I struggled for a long time wondering why it was Dan that day and not me. I wondered for a long time, why did I come home and he didn't? I don't know the answers, but the only peace I've found with this is that the Lord God has work for me to do yet here. I don't know for sure what that is, but I think it's public service. And so every day I'm going to do that the best I can. Thank you for allowing me to do that. So people often ask, why this office? Why do you want to run to serve as Ohio Secretary of State? Well, for me, my vision for Ohio is a thriving democracy and a prosperous economy for every Ohio family. As your Secretary of State, I'll work tirelessly to assure that Ohio continues to have both. This is an office that gets to impact two things that are fundamental to our way of life. Fair elections, free markets. There are things that are worth fighting for, and I would argue that those are. That chance to start and grow a business. As I like to say, whether it was my great-grandfather 80 years ago, who filled out his paperwork and mailed it down to Columbus, and weeks later when it came back, he ripped that envelope open, and inside was a document with a seal, and it said, congratulations, LaRose, you're a business owner now. What a remarkable thing that is. What a remarkable thing that is. Or whether it's a woman right here in Akron who tonight is going to finally live her American dream by going on the Secretary of State website, filling out a few fields, hopefully being notified just a few hours later on that website that she will live her American dream, and that she will start her business and be an entrepreneur. That's a remarkable thing, and if I get to protect that right every day as Secretary of State, I'm going to go to work excited to do so. I watched people risk their lives to vote in both Iraq and Kosovo, and having seen people risk their lives to cast a ballot in foreign lands, I know that the right to vote is precious. It's now my duty, after taking this oath, it is now my duty to safeguard that right for all Ohioans. I take that very seriously. Some of you on the campaign trail heard me tell the story about the purple fingers. A lot of people didn't realize exactly what that finger meant, but when they voted in Iraq and in some other places, they would dip their finger in ink. It was a way of keeping people from voting twice. That was so much more than just an anti-fraud technique. That was a way that those Iraqi men and women could keep them from casting more than one ballot, a simple anti-fraud technique, but it became so much more to them. It was more than just an I voted today sticker. It wasn't just the sign that they voted. It was a distinction of courage. You see, the terrorist groups, the bad guys that I was fighting against, my teammates and I were fighting against in Iraq, they told people they would cut their fingers off if they saw purple ink on them. They told people that it was un-Islamic to vote, which is, of course, not true. And when those Iraqi men and women walked out of a polling place and showed that purple finger and held it up in the air, they were saying, I'm a free man, I'm a free woman, you can't intimidate me. I made my voice heard today by voting. It's a remarkable thing. How many of us, unfortunately, take that for granted? How many of us don't recognize what a truly precious right it is to vote and to participate in politics? We're blessed to have our state chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, Jane Temkin, sitting right up front here. Yesterday, she was reelected to another term as the Ohio Republican Party chairman. My wife, Lauren, was proud to cast a yes vote for her. Jane, thank you for your leadership and for all that you do for our candidates. Thank you. Just a few thoughts on my way of doing business, my philosophy, the things that have energized me throughout these past 8 years and which will going forward. First of all, bipartisanship. It has to simply be the way that we operate. I had the chance to talk to the incoming class of state representatives and state senators a few weeks ago for their training when they came down for new member orientation for their dinner. And when I spoke to them, I said, Republicans, know that the Democrats are not your enemies. Democrats, know that the Republicans are not your enemies. Our enemies are the problems that we have to solve. Racism, hunger, addiction, bigotry. These are the things that we have to face. Those are our enemies. We, Republicans and Democrats, are partners in that endeavor. And that doesn't mean that we'll always agree, and nor should we. But we should not look at one another as enemies. We are partners in this thing called self-government. Civility is not just about being nicer to one another. Civility is how we get things done on behalf of the people that we serve. And compromise is not a failure. Compromise is how statesmen and women solve problems. Let's get back to that. What do you say? Sometimes this seems like it may be a overly romantic vision of the world, but it's mine. I believe that each generation of Americans has solved a big problem. I look from the founding generation who hoisted these colors bravely and took on the world's most powerful military to create this new nation, from the generation that fought and won the Civil War and then reunited a nation, the generation that won World War I, Mr. Miller's generation who won World War II, the Civil Rights Movement, putting a man on the moon and bringing him safely home. Each generation of Americans has solved a big problem, and they've risen to the occasion. I believe that my generation will solve the problem of making self-government work again. It may take some time, but we can do it. I want to assure you that I'm not taking this fight on alone. We've built a top-notch team of professionals who share my passion for serving Ohioans in this office. Together, we will work every day to ensure that Ohio's elections continue to be secure, efficient, and accessible. We will work together to ensure that businesses, small and large, can count on quality services from the Ohio Secretary of State's office so that they don't have to worry about that and they can go on to grow their enterprises. I'm so grateful that you have placed your trust in me for this new call of duty. I will do my best every day to serve you with honor and to make Ohio proud. God bless each and every one of you. May God continue to bless the United States of America, and may God bless the great state of Ohio. Thank you so much, everybody.